Blog Talk Radio.
Okay. Who's back up anything, man? You already know Too Fresh had to do something for the ladies.
Make you smile, make you smile.
It's a flirty beat
right
here.
I'ma make you smile.
Now,
make you smile.
I want everybody to bob.
Make you smile.
Wake up, one goal on my mind. Trying to make you smile. Holler this time. Never pop a hand. My main goal's to please ya. Never deceive ya. I wanna treat ya like my queen. You're so mean. You're the kind of girl I only found in my dreams. Your smile's like heaven, door with a bright beam. I don't know nothing, never quite what it seems. But with you, it's different. I just wanna listen. Trying to play my position. Make you smile is my mission. With you, I sit back. To lay upon Mars, watch Earth do a 360 with some partial stars. Just to let you know a smile when you help me go far. Now my future tellers couldn't help me be my cause. On your face, your feet, you high kick bones. I made you smile, can I walk you home?
It's been a little mama, I've been thinking about you all night.
All night.
And I was just wondering if you could be my wife.
My wife.
I ain't gonna rush you smile, gonna stress you about the question that I'm asking. Fairy tales come every once in a while. Can I be the only one that make you smile? My baby, miss lady, you could be the one to drive your boy crazy, amaze me. I'm too fresh, and you could be next. First thought's always the best, no need to second guess. Now tell me what's next, what's in it for us. No time to think it over, baby girl, it's a must. You're my main crush, not think about her. Trying to take you far away with sweet things occur. Such as more love, more stars above. And the two twin birds, they call them turtle doves. I wanna make you smile, no time to make it frown. Forget about the dude that made you cry. He's a clown. Erase your old memory. Tell him what you telling me. He ain't follow rules, so you calling it cute. Now you moved on to something brand new. Let him hate, let him discriminate. That's what they do. Excuse me, little
mama.
I've been thinking about you all night.
All night.
And I was just wondering if you could be my wife.
My wife.
I ain't gonna rush you, smack, gonna stress you about the question that I'm asking. Fairy tales come every once in a while. Can I be the only one that make you smile? It's good, little
mama.
I've been thinking about you all night.
We gotta stop.
And I was just wondering
if you can be my wife.
Yeah, turn me up, my voice. Yeah, turn me up a little bit more.
Shorten all my mama tall. What I told you, just a dog. Only thug, damn, it's a fish ball. Dirty bed, feeders, and I suck my dick, no fall. Papa's any for a penny, get the hip floor. Run up in the dip on the wall. I got a girl, I ain't never got no fun left on him. If she caught me, then that bitch better be pissed off. Real shit. Fergie be mobbing all day. Probably with Marty RJ. The money number from back in the day. Tarzan ain't showing his face. He probably the one with the cake. Front the knee letting it spray. Two shots to a bomber clock, man. Shot my ranks, let it go in your brain. Front then he coming your way. Let the semi dump dump, then he coming your way. Duck when the bad man come. My youth don't run with me. Coop for the bad hats. They all wanna come with me. You got a coop with a sad hat. Cause she wanna come with me. Shabba!
Shabba ranks. Shabba ranks. Eight gold rings like I'm Shabba ranks. Four gold chains like I'm Shabba ranks. One gold tooth like I'm Shabba ranks. Shabba ranks. Shabba ranks. Eight gold rings like I'm Shabba ranks. Two bad like I'm Shabba ranks. One gold tooth like I'm Shabba ranks.
Didn't need this from my big long.
you see me, let me talk. Probably bumping R. Kelly, sipping Crystal. So you know the whole world getting pissed off. I don't really give a fuck if you pissed off. I just bought a Mega Lemon from the thrift store. Traded for my gold chain and my pistol. Shoot a rocket, make a game, make a lift off.
Fly will be mobbing all day. When they f***ing shopping, they gay. They chopping them choppers to handle my problems. Cause niggas be plotting these days. But that Rari kinda fast though. She told me pump my brakes. You stuck for the fast. And she wanna stuff her face.
To all of my Dominican girls, them. All of my Caribbean girls, them. All my West Indian girls, them. I done fuck up with Indian girls, them. With a little finger-ling-a-ling. Sing bella ring. Hit her with my ding-a-ling-a-ling. Maybe run a train. Tell her that better like when I been in a little brain. And she wanna hang with the get up with a nigga name.
Shabba.
Shabba ranks. Shabba ranks. Eight gold rings like I'm Shabba ranks.
Last week, but today be a new day. Motherfucker like cavity. Cause the niggas are too fake. Walking this in a new way. Looking like Luke Kane. With a blonde, but a fat one is Luke Kane. Did she get the Batman like Bruce Wayne? Master Bruce!
I leave my bed one day. Till my whole body ducky. I don't give a fuck what you see. My whole team like a parade. Kobe got back to the head. Illegally smoking all day. Me and Rock run trains on the Honda. Don't touch my braids. Top beats NBA. Putting producers in graves. Yim's got a bottle of Henny. Going straight to the face. Sinai's got a bad, but she tryna come my way. But he got my last time. So it's okay.
Shabba ranks.
Shut,
shut, Shabba ranks. Eight gold rings like I'm shut, Shabba ranks. Four gold chains like I'm shut, Shabba ranks. One gold tooth like I'm shut, Shabba ranks. Shut, Shabba ranks. Shut, shut, Shabba ranks. Eight gold rings like I'm shut, Shabba ranks. Two bad, bad like I'm shut, Shabba ranks. One gold tooth like I'm shut, Shabba ranks.
Shabba.
We're gonna get this show started. If you're on the plate, make some noise. Yeah, we're gonna get this show started right about now. All right. First and foremost, let me say this. Let's get ready to kick off. Welcome to the Great American Giggle Fest. I'm gonna bring up the first guest tonight. A good friend of mine. We got some shows together. He was here before back in November. And everybody can hit me up on Facebook when is Jay Cooper coming back. Well, he's here right now. Ladies and gentlemen, Jay Cooper!
Ricky, how you doing, man?
What up, man?
All right. What's up, Whoville? What's up, everybody in the nation? How y'all doing?
How you doing, Jay? Thank you for coming back, my friend.
Yeah, good to be back, man. What the hell happened to the stage, man?
Man, take it out.
Yeah,
you know how it is. I know you were doing some big things since you left there. What you been up to?
Oh, my God. Mostly the improv thing. I've been doing that on the monthly now. And I've been working with this woman named Antoinette Crowley from Crowley Incorporated. She runs poetry.com. And this is like the first Sunday of every month over at High Rollers in Bloomington. It's poetry and comedy, and we've been doing it every month. And there's some future stuff coming up soon. So I'll mention that a little bit later.
Okay, well, you know we're going to talk to you tonight, so feel free to put some lyrics to you.
Oh, no. I suck at that. I do the comedy part. You know. I leave the comedy to the comedy. I mean, I leave the poetry to the poet. Yeah. It's that Long Island I had, man. I think she put too much in.
All right, well, I guess you're ready to go, huh?
I'm ready to go.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, my friend, my colleague, Kenny Cooper.
Yeah! Oh, my God, let me try to get a hang of this.
Oh, my God, it's like a pause.
Hey, man.
Okay, Kenny, how you doing?
Oh, my God, thank you. Now all 12. And look, yeah, I want to give a special shout out to, like, these are kids, well, they're grown now, but these kids, they used to work at this dorm I used to do security at, man, and they're all here and stuff, and yeah, special shout out to y'all, J-Kid, Odin, girlfriend, and there's J-Kid's friends and everything. Hello. I can't remember the names, you know, I have to know you for a while. All right, so, real quick, well, we're about 2 months into the new year. Actually, almost 3 months into the new year. Let me ask y'all, how many of y'all had a good 2014 so far? Just clap for that. Okay. All right. Now, let me ask this. How many of y'all had a fucked up 2013 and glad it was over? Yeah. Oh, yeah. I had a fucked up 2013. I mean, besides, you know, my career on a pause, being demoted at my job, relationship issues, and all that shit. Let me tell you when my 2013 got fucked up. It happened on December 31st, 2012. Yeah. New Year's Eve. I remember what happened, too. It was plain as day. I remember my friend, he was having a party at his apartment, and the theme was the three B's, beer, buzz, and bitches. And I was like, dude, I am there. I'm going to be there. I'm at my parents' house. I'm showering, you know, I get out, I self-dry, I don't care, whatever, I'm in my drawers, no socks, no shirt. I started getting ashy, right? So I went down to the basement, you know, to the cold floor, because that's where the lotion was, and I proceeded to, you know, put the lotion all over my body, you know, because I was trying to get all glistening for the bitches, you know? And as I noticed that my left inner thigh was ashier than my right, I proceeded to bend down to loop it up real nice, and next thing you know, bam! My back went out. I fall to the cold concrete ground. I'm screaming. I'm crying in agony. And my parents are coming downstairs, and they see their 30-year-old son in a drawer on the ground with white stuff running down his leg. It wasn't a good look for me. It really wasn't. So instead of hanging out with my boys, you know, with the beer, buzz, and bitches, I'm stretched out on the couch, soaked up on pills, doing the countdown with fucking Dick Clark. Yay, 2013. Oh, my God. Dirty couples in the house? Yeah, very nice, very nice. Yeah, the reason why I bring up couples is it just seems like, especially with the younger crowd, it seems like everybody's starting to boo up now. By boo up, I mean hooking up. Everybody's trying to hook up now, even the players now. Everybody's turning in their players' cards, and I'm thinking, I'm sure, might as well turn in mine, too. But I'm a little hesitant. Because, I don't know, I grew up with this old school mentality. I grew up in the 90s and early 2000s when being a player was cool. You know what I mean? Especially during rap music. You know, when rap music used to make a player so cool. Who was it? Those Big Pun, don't want to be a player. You just crush a lot. Snoop Dogg, I don't love them hoes. My personal favorite, I love Jay-Z. I think, hands down, the best rapper in the world. And he, yeah, clap it up for Jay-Z, man. Yeah, absolutely. Now, Jay-Z, he used to talk about women all the time. I mean, from Girls, 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 99 Problems. My personal favorite was Big Pimpin'. Y'all remember that song? Love that song, man. That was my anthem. I followed that shit. I believed everything he said. In fact, it was like this one line. It is sad, too, to be sold out, man, but I still love him. But there was that one line in the song where he started spitting out, shit, I fuck for nothing, y'all be fronting me, give my heart to a woman, not for nothing, never happen, I'll be forever macking. And I believe that shit. I was like, oh, my God, that is so cool. Okay. 4 years later, he hooks up with Beyonce. Then you hear this song coming out. All I need in this life is friend, is me and my girlfriend, me and my girlfriend. I'm like, damn it, you sell out. You sold out. Now I got to get a girl. Oh, my God. I got a birthday coming up soon. Tuesday, I'm going to be 32, believe it or not. Yeah, yeah. It's tough getting old, man.
I thought you were older.
Oh, I'm getting for that later, Jay. No more hugs for you. Yeah, see how I made her sad? No, getting old sucks, man. And I started realizing, you ever realize how when you were younger you used to make fun of old people because of what they had, and then you end up getting it? I used to make fun of men who had hair growing out of their ears. I thought that shit was gross. Now I got it. And this is how I found out about it. I was at the bus stop, right? It was windy out, and I started to notice that my ear was tickling. And I'm thinking, ooh, that's a weird feeling. Why is this happening? So I put my finger through my ear, and I could feel three strands of hair just flapping in the breeze up against my finger. Immediately, I plucked that shit out. 3 days later, them motherfuckers grew back and longer. Even one of them had a voice. He spoke to me and said, we're here to stay. I'm like, what the fuck? I used to make fun of people. I used to make fun of men who had hairy asses. Ladies, do you find a man with a hairy ass attractive? No. I used to make fun of people who had hairy asses. Now I got it. That is some crazy shit. Because women, they get disgusted by that, and then they start calling you names behind your back. Like Harry Henderson. Or Ass Squatch. That's just mean, ladies. I could be on Facebook or Twitter talking about I'm waxing that ass. And my boys will just like it because they think I'm banging some bra. No, I'm at home in the bathroom literally waxing my own ass. I'm not putting up with that. Oh, my God. Where the fellas at, man? Let me hear you. Fellas, y'all need to learn to start complimenting one another. Stop thinking it's gay because you compliment a dude on how he looks. Relying on the women to tell you how good you look. Am I supposed to stand a certain way? Am I supposed to, oh, can I stand right here? Can y'all hear me now? Yeah. Stop relying on the women. Like you right there. You know, you're a good looking dude. And I bet your dad is a good looking dude too. Now, if your dad put on a nice suit and you told him that he looks good in that suit, would that make you gay? Exactly. No, of course not. So it shouldn't be that same way with your boy. All right? One day I was with my boy. I told him, dude, I like the boots. The boots look good on you. And he's like, oh, thanks. And I said, yeah, it really brings out the color of your eyes. Okay, now I may have taken that too far. But he knew what I meant. He had Timberlands on and matched his light brown eyes. That's all I was saying. But don't let my fuck up stop y'all from complimenting each other. That's all I'm saying. Now for the raw part of comedy. It's no limit, right? I can say whatever I want. Do me? All right, shit. You know, well, I'm just going to come out with it. Because most men ain't going to admit this, but I'm a real man. I'm going to say what's on my mind. Me personally, I love to eat pussy. Yes, I do. I think pussy is delicious. If I had it my way, I would pack pussy in the Lunchables and take it to work. And then I'll go on Facebook and tell people I'm eating pussy at work. And then they'll come and say, no, you're not. And then I'll post a picture with a caption and he says, yes, I am. That's right. Ladies and gentlemen, y'all need to learn to start going down on each other more. It saves relationships. All right? I'm telling the truth. Ladies, y'all need to learn how to help the man out. You know when the man, you know, he's in the bed with you, he's rolled over, hard as a rock, DTF, down the fuck. you all like, oh, I can't do anything right now. I'm on my period. Some chick trying to do that shit on me. I was like, okay, I respect that. I understand. But is your mouth bleeding too? Look the motherfucker up. Ladies, it goes both ways. It goes both ways, ladies. You could be just high off. You roll over, nipples are hard, moist between the thighs, DTF, down the fuck. Dudes be like, oh, I can't do anything right now, girl. My dick is lit. You'll come at him with, is your tongue lit too, nigga? Hook a bitch up, shit. Y'all need to learn how to respect one another. That's all I'm saying. Oh, God, you don't know what else to follow through with. I didn't come with any plans. Oh, here we go. I got something. White people, clap if you have black friends. All right. Black people, clap if you have white friends. Okay, let me ask y'all something. You ever notice that when you hang out with somebody of a different race, when you go out drinking, it's something completely different? You ever go to, like let's just say we went to a black party. Let's just call it the nigga party, just to make it sound better. You go up there, it's typical. You look like black and mild, blunts, Newport. Everybody's playing spades, dominoes, drinking gin, Hennessy. You go to a white party, smells like bong water, cheap cigarettes, hookahs.
That's
the truth. It's the truth. This is life experience I'm talking about here. And y'all don't play games. Y'all play assholes. Y'all remember that game? That's a very popular game. Y'all play beer pong. Right? Yeah, see? You play darts. Darts. Niggas don't play darts. And do you ever notice how, you know, like if you're like really drunk, like if you're really drunk at a black party, you know, they don't even care. They just want you to fuck out their house. You ever been in a situation like that where you were so drunk and then the dude was like, the owner of the house was like, yo, fam, you got to roll, man. You got to get the fuck out of my house, man. You're too drunk. I'm going to get you a jitney, man. Now, you got to go home. You ain't got to go home, but you got to get the fuck out of my house. That's how they do. White people, y'all having a glass bowl with marbles in it. I don't know why. And you collect keys. You collect everybody's keys. And if you're too fucking drunk, they're just going to find a little corner for you on the floor, give you a pillow and a blanket, and they'll just be all like, there you go, buddy. You just sleep it off now. You just sleep it off. Man, that was a good time. We're going to draw on his ass later. Get the shaving cream.
All these shaving shoes on.
I don't even know how to respond to that shit. I guess college kids stink or something. I don't know. I don't know what the fuck that means. I also noticed that peer pressure happens. It's different with whites and blacks. You ever get peer pressure to drink with black folks? They get ignorant with you. They tell you, you know, like one time I was with my boys, and, you know, they're on their second pitcher. I'm still on my first glass. They're all like, hey, man, you need to man up. You need to start catching up with us. Stop being a bitch. Drink. I was like, that's just me. That's not motivation. That's not good peer pressure. White people, when I, you know, the same situation with white people, and I don't feel like drinking, all of a sudden a white person comes out of nowhere and goes, chug, 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 chug. And I'm like, nah, man, I ain't doing it. Another white person shows up, chug. Chug, chug. Now it's starting to get loud. I'm just, chug, chug, chug. Now it's starting to get to me. Chug, chug, chug. And now there's like 20 white people behind me who I don't even know. Chanting, chug, chug, chug. Next thing you know, the peer pressure got to me. I said, all right, fuck it. Woo! I turned into a white person after that. Woo! I don't even know what the fuck this means. I just do it. I'm getting fucked up! Woo! Oh, I'm going to end it with this. I'm going to end it with this because J. Kidd, she heard me do this once when I was at work, but she never got to actually see me do it on stage. Now, some of y'all who know me know that I do a couple spoof songs. Oh, yeah. This is something you can take to Ohio with you and know that I sung it for you. This is directed to J. Kidd. I'm going to do this song. She knows about it. Now, the proper premise on this, basically, 2 or 3 years ago, I got caught up in a situation with this girl. She did her brother dirty, and I started hating everybody. Not every woman in the world, just every woman in Pennsylvania. So one day, I'm sitting in the car pissed off, and there was a song that came out called California Girls by Katy Perry. Y'all remember that song, right? Very catchy. So I said to myself, man, the people in California, they sound so happy. I said, Pennsylvania girls ain't nothing like that. You're from California? Then you know what the fuck I'm talking about. You know that you're the opposite from them. So what I did was I came up with my interpretation of women in Pennsylvania. Katy Perry had California girls. This song was called Pennsylvania Girls. And it goes a little stuff like this. I gotta start the beat. Y'all gonna clap and help me out if y'all want. Oh yeah, here we go. Yeah. Oh yeah. Wait, hold up. You gotta start that over. Start that over. Hold up, start that over. I wasn't ready. You got me on guard, KK. Here we go.
Girl, what happened? Cause you seem to let yourself go. This is the summer, so you need to do some crunches. High the road. Girl, you look nasty while you're strutting down these targets with a belly ring. That was sexy if you were drinking all the game lanes. Yes, it would. I can't take you anywhere. You got blisters on your nose, plus you're sporting camel toes. And I can't leave you with my friend, cause you sleep with all of them. Bobby, Brad, and Ben. Pennsylvania girls, you're unforgettable. Big mouth, muffin tops, and flip-flops. Chimpy, Sandy, and your jargon is horrible. Pennsylvania girls, you're unbelievable. Getting with shades too big for your face. You brag about Myrtle Beach as if you live for place. No, Pennsylvania. Come on, y'all. Pennsylvania. Girls, you know it's true. Pennsylvania. Give it up for yourself. Pennsylvania girls. Thank you, everybody. My name is Jake Cooper. Woo!
Man. Ricky. Oh, man. Oh.
Jake Cooper, ladies and gentlemen. One more time with Jake Cooper. But wait a minute. He ain't done yet. He got one more set to do. We got one more set. Yeah, we got to wait for our money coming. You know what I'm saying?
I just wanted to dedicate to this, you know, this comedy set to Jay Kidd, as well as everybody else who she brought along for the show. All right? Thank you very much.
All right, Jay Cooper. I always enjoy watching Jay perform. Y'all had a good time with Jay?
Yeah.
That's what's up. So what we're going to do, right, we're going to get back into music. Remember to tip your bartender, and a few minutes, Lady Duty going to be coming up. This is WWHHA Radio Show, Make You Smile Series, Part 33. WHHA Radio Show,
You know, the show isn't done yet, and yet I was live on WHJ Radio. Listeners, if you have any questions you want to ask the act or the performers who have just performed, please call them on the 323-927-2990, or you can ask your question on Twitter at FCWHJ Radio Show. This is a WHJ Radio party. Make you smile, dude. Part 33. We got some more comedians coming up, and we also got some live performers. So listen forward to that. I hope you all are having fun. Listeners, here goes the song by Future. This is Turn on the Light.
I'm looking for
Mike Wilson.
I'm looking for her in the VIP line with the V-Time and the Easter run. Used to drive the Nissan, now she in the Beamer. I don't want her, cause she from the corner. And I heard that Beamer was a loner. Her old man the owner, and I don't even drink Coronas. What type of drink you want, bro? No champagne forever, on dirty Sprite forever. You come sit with me, if you like to change the weather. If you wanna live better, we can buy a crib, whatever. Don't get too thirsty, get used to the cheddar. I wanna tell the world about you just so they can get jealous. And if you see a boy, I do. Till I wish that I met her. Turn on the light, I'm looking for my suit. I heard she keep her promises, they never turn on you. I heard she ain't gon' see this, she gon' never make no move. I heard she be the enemy that you need if she comes through. Turn on the light. Turn on the light, I'm looking for a two. I heard she got a pretty face, a standing like a stallion. I heard that she a precious jewel, you treat her to medallion. I wanna be the one to find her if I go to prowling. And if I get another one, you know I can't wait to dial it. And if we get together, girl, you know we gon' be wildin'. And when we get together, we make magic in this house. Whenever you open, ain't there nobody can do about it.
Okay. feel so fine, make you feel so fine. I hope you hit me on my celly when I sneak in your mind. You a princess to the public, but a freak when it's time. Said you better be feeling lonely, so you sleeping in mine. Come and watch a movie with me. American Beauty or Bruce Almighty, that's groovy. Just come and move closer to me. I got some feelings for you, I'm not gonna get bored of. But baby, you an adventure, so let me come and explore ya.
Flashing lights, you got me pity, baby, I want you. progressing under these lights. Boy, I'm drinking, walking in my last 7 minutes. I'm rubbing on it, we're rubbing. If you scared, call that ribbon. Boy, I'm drinking, keep my brain right. I'm on the brown, yeah, gangsta white. Do a sheet, keep sweating out like watch packs. He wet out, boy, I'm drinking, I'm singing. On the mic to my voice, pushing. I fill the tub up halfway, then ride it with my surfboard. Surfboard. Graining on that wood, graining, graining on that wood. I'm swerving on that, swerving, swerving on that. Big body been serving all this, swerf, surfing all in this good, good. We walk up to the kitchen saying, how the hell did this shit happen? Oh, baby. Drunk in love, we be all night. Let's sing out.
Stumble all in the house, trying to back off all of that mouth that you had all in the car. Talk about you the baddest thus far. Talk about you be reppin' that bird. I wanna see all the shit that I heard. No, I slink, Clint Eastwood. Hope you can handle this curve. Tall plague in the foyer. Stub my Warhol. Flinch panties right to the side. Ain't got time to take jaws off on sight. Catch a charge, I might. Beat the boxer like Mike. In 97, I bite. I'm Ike. Turn up, turn up, baby, no, I don't play. Now eat the cake, anime, said eat the cake, anime, I'm nice. We gotta reach these heights, we gon' need G3, 4, 5, 6 flights, sleep tight. We sex again in the morning, your breakfast is my breakfast, we gon' in, we be all night.
Daddy, daddy, I want you. We be all night.
From. I mean, come on. You know what I'm saying? That's not a nigga sport, bobsled. You see, let me bobsled, it's gonna be tricked out, right? It's gonna have hydraulics like this, you know what I'm saying? It's gonna have a boomer system, you know what I mean? Rim, 20-inch rims on a bobsled, okay? So they don't want me on the Olympics. And what the hell is biathlon? From what I saw, you ski around, you shoot, you ski some more. Who does that? Where do you practice these things at? That's why I say it's a bunch of shit. I mean, you really want a real Olympics? How about some kickball, huh? How about some dominoes? Or some spades, okay? Some real stuff, all right? This bobsledding, luge, skeeting, that ain't for us. And they talk about the ratings for now. And we're talking about else with that stuff, too, right? The U.S. hockey team. Now, I'm glad they beat Russia, okay? I mean, they kicked their butt. It should be real. They kicked their butt. But then you lose to Finland. Really? And then you lose to Canada. But see, I can't get on for losing to Canada because they had Sidney Crosby on the team. You know, and Sidney's a bad dude. So what they should have done, they should have defected Sidney to play for the United States. All right? If you agree with him, say amen. Okay, that's all I'm talking about. So, this is on the clock. That means it's time for Linda Doody
Wait a second. I want to open up for her singing one of my songs.
Okay, okay. Well,
I'm going to open up for Linda Duty singing an original song. This one is called Suavita.
Talent shows.
neighborhood church talent shows, and then Gilda's Club had a best comic in history. So I tried that. That was at the Improv, and been doing it ever since.
So who's your influence?
Well, Roseanne Barr. I know a lot of guys don't like her. I love her.
Roseanne kind of
wow. Yeah. And, Gilda Radner, Ellen DeGeneres.
Okay, yeah. I like her show.
The guys, same as everybody else, Richard Pryor, Eddie Murphy, always love comics.
Okay, that's what's up. Mm-hmm. Now, where can they find you?
On the Facebook. That's where I announce everything I'm going to do and what's coming up.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Ladies and gentlemen, listen, Tootie.
Ricky Smooth. What a name, huh? I love it. He is smooth, too. He looks so cute tonight with his little bun. only a black man can wear a little bun and look good. I think the white guys look ridiculous. Jay, where are you, Jay? There you are. 32 years old. Wait till you're 52. That's me. That's right. When I was a kid, I used to look at my grandma, and she walked like a duck, side to side. And I'd say, why does she do that? I'm walking down the hall the other night, side to side. I know why. It's easier on your hips. This morning, we had two dogs. I watched the dog. I went to stand up. It sounded like somebody was busting a pretzel bus. That's your knees at 52 years old. And I want to thank KK. She's being a wonderful DJ. And it's really too bad there isn't a camera, because she's just lovely, just beautiful. Honestly, you should have seen her dancing to this song. Talented, sexy. Jesus, it's enough to make a straight woman change. Make a straight man change religion. I'm telling you, right? Yeah, here. That's right. KK, I didn't know if that was a name or a broadside. That is just looking good. It's kind of a sad day for me today. My grandmother passed today. Yeah. But she had a nice run. She was 93 years old. And she was mean. She was a mean grandma. There will be people at this funeral tomorrow just to make sure she's really dead. When we were going over the funeral arrangements, my mother's like, well, I don't know if we should do my grandmother want to cremate it. She said, I don't know if we should do this. I'm like, Mom, we got to do what she wants. We don't want her coming back. The last year of her life, though, she had Alzheimer's pretty badly. She didn't recognize any of us. And the Lord is good. And the Alzheimer's made her forget how much she hated us all. And for that year, she was actually pretty happy and kind of nice. The sad thing is she thought she was kind of sexy, too. These are memories I'll have to live with, I suppose. If my father and my mother were out to visit her, and she didn't know who they were. And this is my mother's mother, and my dad, they're all sitting at a table, and they're talking, and my dad said, I felt something like going on with my private. He said, I looked down, it was your grandmother's foot. Our whole family, we were like, ah! Like, nobody needs to visualize that. And my mother said, well, Grandma looked at me and said, I'll take your man. My mother said, no, give back. He's yours. I'm done, I told you. I love gay men. I really, really do. This is the absolute truth. Four boyfriends in my life came out of the closet while dating me. Excuse me, four in a row. Yeah. When did I become the launch pad for the gay community? I'm telling you. And, all the signs were there. I should have known. They looked better than me. They danced better than me. They dressed better than me. They smelled better than me. They wore their makeup better than me. I should have known. eventually, after the fourth boyfriend, I changed my answering machine message. Now, I'm a Canadian, not a singer, so, you know, bear with me here. But this was the new answering machine message after the fourth boyfriend. Ta-da-da-boom-dee, I am not home today. Leave a message if you're gay. I love you anyway. How is that singing? Thanks. Bless your heart. Don't worry, though. I solved the problem. I married a straight man and a gay man. Ladies, well, no, not at the same time. That'd just be crazy. Women, I recommend this to everybody. A gay husband and a straight husband. It's perfect. I still have a date for the theater, but I can still have sex when I come home. My straight husband will tell me I'm beautiful. My gay husband will say the hair is hideous. You need a haircut. My straight husband and I, went to a B.E. Taylor Christmas musical. And we're sitting there, and we're looking at the pink Christmas trees. No, falling from the ceiling at Heinz Hall. They lowered the light, and I heard my husband blurt out, "Oh, my God, you brought the wrong husband." Yeah, it's just the gay husband fishes, so it's all right with the straight husband. And he's got someone to fish with. See, it works. No, can you listen to Jay? You can be friends with a gay man and not be gay. That's right. When I met my husband, I knew one thing. I was not going to fart in front of this man. I don't care what. And everything for about a year went really well. But then we decided we were going to get married, and I was going to meet his family. Well, they made a traditional soup, a cabbage soup. You know it. And I'm sitting in the living room, and I felt my stomach rumble. And I thought, I got to get out of this living room. So I started headed down the hall. My future mother-in-law was right behind me, and it slipped out. But it was quiet, so nobody knew. I just kept walking. My future mother-in-law stopped, though. And she says, "Linda, come here. I smell shit right here." I said, "I'm sure you don't." She said, "No, I do." Looking at the bottom of her shoes. She said, "Maybe one of the cat shit. Come here. I smell it right here." I said, "I don't smell it." She said, "You must be hard of smelling, man." So I'm good for another couple of years. My husband and I are watching TV, feel my stomach rumble. I go to get up, it slipped out, and it was loud. I looked at him, and he looked at me, and he said, I said, "That was not me." And he went, "Dude." Well, I know one thing. If you go along with my husband's joke, so I said, "Haha, yeah, I know. You know, I'm human." And he went, "Toot." And I said, "Really, stop the toot." I got pissed. I went to bed. Lock that door. The next day, I go to work, answer the phone. "Toot." Oh, my God. It's never going to end. Finally, it dropped off. And I thought, you know, it's all right. Nobody knows. Me and him, that's all that knows. We went out for our 10-year anniversary.
Nice.
Yeah. We were waiting for our table. We had table for two. That's all I'm going to do for right now, because I have another set later.
All right.
Save my next set.
Let's do it, ladies and gentlemen. Give it up for one more time. Thank you so much for that. You all doing those tech work, right?
Oh, yeah.
And I'll stick around for a while. Get some drinks. Get the bartenders back here and show some love.
Yeah.
We're going to have some, everything we can talk to tonight, too. Okay. So that's a meal for the bartender.
What?
That's a meal for the bartender. No. wasn't for you or the bartender. Okay. But in just a few minutes, we're going to have Kate and Rich come up, and they're going to do some rapping. And they're pretty good. These boys can do anything. So in just a few minutes, fellas. Actually, I heard that they were going to do some singing, too.
Oh, singing and rapping?
Oh, my. All right. So we got that in a few minutes, y'all. Listeners, if you are confused and you want to ask some questions about that last act, call the number 323-927-2998, or you can ask the question on Twitter at FCWHK Radio Show.
Or better yet, just come down on person in there, 2036 Brownfield Road. Ask around. We'll tell you. Google right there. Yeah. Yep. So get calm. Just come in person. Unless you're far, far away. Then you need to get on a plane and then get here for next week. Anyway.
Our location, 2036 Brownsville Road, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. So if you are out of town, if you think you can make it, come on through, just like Ricky Smooth said. Anyways, listeners, I'm going to go back into the music for y'all. We're going to throw some old school with 2020 Anniversary.
Thank you. big ego. Running on the cake, no play, like I got to go. Cut it out, get your man with a dream about. T-shirt and some heels on, why he chase you all around.
Yeah. like Jeffrey Dahmer. Be careful, try not to lead her on. Shorty heart is on steroids, cause her love is so strong. You may fall in love when you meet her. If you get the chance, you better keep her. She's sweet as pie, but if you break her heart, she turns cold as a freezer. That fairy tale ending with a knight in shiny armor. She can be my sleeping beauty, I'm gonna put her in a coma. Damn, I think I love her. Shot it so bad, I sprung and I don't care. She rap me like a roller coaster, turn the bedroom into a fair. Her love is like a drug, I was trying to hit it and quit it. But lil' mama so dope, I messed around and got addicted.
If I do anything. And so, those of y'all, if it's your first time here, I want to say welcome. Stick around. Grab a couple of drinks, a couple of cigarettes, get something to eat, take back, relax. You know, if you got some talent, maybe you decide you can take in the shower, you want to try it on stage, this is the place for you. Well, I'm going to let you know, though, you're on live radio. So, people all over the world. And in the space station, we'll hear you. Not to scare you, but give you something to think about. All right, now tell y'all talk.
I mean, like, y'all knock yourself out tying your shoes, right? No, no, I'll be playing. And we'll get you this other mic. Oh, yeah, don't forget the DJ selection over here. She'll play your song. So, what's your name? Where y'all from?
Rich.
Right. Okay, yeah. Oh, Rich and Faith. Okay, that's what's up. So what y'all going to do?
We're rapping for y'all right now. We got a couple joints, a couple songs, but y'all pay attention. This is what we do, though.
Okay, and who is your influence? Who y'all listen to?
Influence, I'll say we listen to all kinds. He generates from the Cali style, like, you know, we got the fast going. We got the slow jams. See, why I put singing down is because we have slow jams. We try to mellow it. I want to say we try to be mobile, so everybody we try to make sure everyone can feel our music. Not just it's not all gangsta rap. This and that, you know. Yeah, we got a mic too, but what we doing, man, we just giving our music out there to the people that, you know, like, change the games up, you know what I'm saying, just change it up, you know, give people the real style about how we do our music out here and everything, and, you know, hope people like it.
All right, what's up? How long y'all been doing this?
Been doing this for, like, more about 2 years.
All right, that's what's up. So you guys ready?
Yeah.
All right, what's up, this time that y'all do y'all thing?
About, thanks. This goes out to Whoville. Thank y'all. Thank you for being here, everyone here. Hope you have a good night. If you hear that, I'm going to buy drinks on y'all, but you know, I'm about to bar out. But this is what we're about to do.
We ready.
We ready. We ready. We
rich.
Hey.
They don't know.
I'm going to
the man who can sell a little quick fast in a hurry. Give it up for Jay Cooper! Alright, man. But yeah, Jay. That was just a warm up on you before, right?
You call whatever you want. What's up? Who's there? I'm back. Oh my gosh. So I guess Ruby ain't coming today? She ain't coming?
I don't know.
Oh well. Next one. Oh my god. Is that right? I'm mad because I'm like down to like 10% on my cell phone and shit. I should have been charging it. But somebody over at the booth was like hawking the fucking outlets and shit. How many of y'all got y'all cell phones with you right now? Yeah? Yeah. I know, right? Everybody should have a cell phone. What I find weird, you know what? I've seen, like, people with text messaging is crazy. Let's just get that out of the way. Text messaging is crazy. I have seen bad things happen from something that's said on a text message. Well, not exactly what was said on it, but how it was misinterpreted. You understand what I'm saying? Like, for example, okay, me and my girlfriend at the time, we were texting each other back and forth for hours. Eventually, I lay the phone down and I walk away because I don't want to talk to her no more. She kept texting me. Now, once she got the hint that I wasn't texting her back, she got mad and she wrote to me, she texted back to me, why the fuck aren't you texting me back? Now, here's the kicker, because I didn't realize this when she did it. She didn't realize when she did it. When she sent me a text, it was in all caps, all right? Now, anybody in the cell phone universe knows that when you send somebody a text in all caps, what does that mean? Yeah. Exactly. They're yelling at you. They're screaming at you. That's the way I took it. Not like, why the fuck aren't you texting me back? I'm reading it like, why the fuck is she texting me back? I got pissed. So I sent her a text in all caps. Bitch. Who the fuck you yelling at like that? She wrote back in caps. Who the fuck you calling a bitch, nigga? I ain't even fucking yelling at you. I was like, bitch, you better watch your front. You need to turn that shit down. Take your fucking caps down. We broke up after that. And I didn't even get to hit that. Now do it. So you got to be careful what you say because you never know how text messages can be misinterpreted. You know that? You know that this is what's fucked up. I actually got approached by a black woman. She told me that I was prejudiced towards black women. That I only, you know, that because I fuck with white girls. Which is true, but let me tell you why. Let me tell you why. All right. Nothing against my Nubian sisters. I love them. But white women tend to be, how can I say this, pleasant. You know, you can get away with certain shit with white people. White women, they question us. All we have to say is these four words. It's a black thing. And that's it. They ain't going to question it. They're just going to shut up and leave it alone. You can't pull that shit with black women. Because they know what it means. So what I did, right, because I'm cordial. I love black and white women. So what I did was I sat down between two beautiful women, one black, one white. And I had them tell me, you know, what qualities they had, and whichever one was good was what I was going to go with. So I said, black girl, you got the floor. What you got? Give it to me. She said, well, I got a big booty. Yes, you do. And you know we brothers love that ass. White girl, what you got? Well, I got a big booty too. Word? Black girl, what you got? Well, I got big lips. Yeah, you sure do. You know, we like them DSLs. Dick sucking lips, for those who don't know what that means. White girl, what you got? Well, I got pretty eyes that change into different colors depending on the light. Hazel, nice. Black girl, what you got? Well, I make pretty babies. We sure do. White girl, what you got? Well, I make pretty babies too, but they come out lighter and they have better hair. That's true. You see them in all the commercials. Black girl, what you got? Well, my tits are real. Ooh, that's below the belt. White girl, what you got?
She said, well, my hair is real. I said, shit. Let's cut this. Let's just call it a tie. Right? Oh, God. You have to excuse me. I'm a little buzzed from that Long Island I had. In fact, it brings up this thing. Before I get out of here, I want to mention this. How many of y'all have ever been too drunk? Like, super fucking drunk that you don't even remember what you did and you woke up and don't remember nothing? Yes. Back in the day, right? That's how it is for me, too. See, in my 20s, I used to go buck wild. I used to drink at everybody's place. I used to drink off of women. Didn't give a fuck. I was having a good time. Not anymore. I had to cut it down. Let me tell you the last time I got so fucked up. I was at a frat party. It was for Penn State or Slippery Rock. I don't remember. But I remember we got so fucking drunk. I'm talking white girl wasted. Okay? I was so fucked up. And I remember that I stumbled away from the party. And I just started walking. I don't know where the fuck I was going. It was dark. All I remember was it smelled a little bit. And for some reason, I came across, I think they were like three women, because I started sucking on their titties. And I was having a good time, too. I was sucking them one at a time. Just, nice. And I was just, like, enjoying it. And I'm like, oh, my God, this is the best time of my life. Hours later, I wake up with a huge hangover. Come to find out, I was at a farm, in a barn, laid up under a fucking cow. I'm like, oh, my God, for those with the titties I was sucking on. But I think the cow enjoyed herself. Because I saw her in the corner, she was smoking a cigarette. I know, right? Got me? Oh, my God. I'm going to end it with one more thing. I can find it. Because I said I was only going to do like three jokes. But you know what? Fuck it. I'll do one more. And then I'll get out of here. Let me see what I haven't done. Oh. KK, I might need your help with this. A song. I'm going to leave with a song.
Another song?
That's right, another song, man. You know, I got many in my archive, man. Let me give you the premise of this. Build it up. Yes, premise. You spell it. And I tell you what, it's not two S's either. Anyway, the premise of the story, okay, basically what happened was I was with my friend. My friend had a brand new car, and we decided to go, you know, riding. And this is a black friend, and we riding around, and let's just say that we ended up in a neighborhood where we didn't quite belong, okay? Long story short, cops got involved, things got, you know, physical, bloody. And I'm thinking to myself, how the hell am I going to talk about this without it and make it funny? So I decided I'm going to interpret it in song. You know which one I'm talking about? AJ New. Now, y'all might remember the beat. It's something from Miley Cyrus. But these are my words. This is my story. Go ahead, KK. That's right. Turn it up more. This is what happened. Check this out. My friend was up there with me when she took the girl went for a ride. So I parked in the blunt where the window was up, cause I wanted to keep the smoke inside. But then a cop pulled us over like we had a flat. He said, hey, bro, don't you get that car wrecked? My man said, does it matter? I'm like, hell, did it matter? The cop didn't ask if we like hip hop. I said, no, but we all parked it, we can't rock. So we came to the car, turned it off today, and the Kanye song went on. And we both hated his song. Then we knew that it was on. So we put our hands up, we put it up now, we need a song anyway. Drugs to the head like damn. Made to our face like damn. So I put my hands up, we need a song, we never think nothing that day. bitch, I shouldn't talk through the cell phone. In a 2012 Hyundai. Black men in the cell phone. In a 2012 Hyundai. That's right, y'all. 2012 Hyundai. You never drive that shit in the white hood. You're going to get fucked up. And I shouldn't think where I got attacked, but let's just say it rhymes with Caldwell. Yeah, let's say that shit. That's right, I called y'all out. Thank y'all very much. My name is Jay Cooper. Thank you, Whoville, for bringing me back. Ricky, come on over here, man. I gotta do a quick announcement, shout out. You know, because we do shameless plugs, right?
Yeah.
I can do, okay, you know, because fuck it, it's radio. Yeah. And there's like thousands of people listening, right?
Hundreds of thousands? Hundreds of thousands.
Well, then I expect hundreds of thousands of people to come to this show, then. All right. All right, next Sunday at High Rollers in Homestead, 8 o'clock, there's going to be a live DVD recording, poetry.com. Presents When Poetry Meets Comedy. I'm one of the featured comics, along with my boy Howie D. Mack, Savon Braxton. Y'all might know him from Channel 21, the Savon Braxton Show.
Yeah, good
comics on life.
I'm trying to get him on this show.
He had me booked for Monday, but I told him I couldn't do it. I mean, I could have been, I still want to. I wanted to be off on my birthday.
So, I am.
Also, real quick, come on. Also, real quick, March the 7th, I'm doing a show at Corner Cafe. Yeah, March the 7th, Friday, I'm doing a show at Corner Cafe right off of East Carson. You turn on 18, that bar right there. I'm going to be performing there also. And one more, improv, because I've been doing improv for the last few months. I'm doing another show with D-Roll. It's called So You Want to Be a Comic. Y'all come out to that one as well, Wednesday, March 19th. Oh, and this has been a busy year for me, man.
See what happens when you make these small series? The answer is now you dynamite.
Right? And March 28th, we're doing happy hour comedy with poetry.com. And, well, I don't know yet if I'm going to be hosting or if I'm going to be the feature comic. I don't know yet. But it's at the Liquid Lounge on Verona Road. So anybody on March 28th, come out there, $10. All right? That's it. I ain't got shit else, man. I'm
you good. Busy doing anything else.
I am. I'm trying.
Well, where can they find you at?
Where can they find me? Well, let's see.
I'm on YouTube.
I am. Well, you know what? I got 5 videos on YouTube. All you got to do is just type in J. Cooper Stand Up. That's J-A-Y-E. Put the E at the end. I am not J-A-Y. It is with the E at the end. J. Cooper Stand Up.
What I'm wondering is, Jay, when are you going to get interviewed on WHSA Radio?
I thought I was being interviewed now.
I'm talking about your own segment, Kyle, and everything.
Well, we can discuss that off the microphone.
Listen, if you have any questions to ask Jay Cooper, call the number 563-927-2990, or you can tweet us at FCWHSA Radio Show. This is the WHSA Radio Make You Smile series.
That's right. Oh, and? Yeah, Facebook, name's Jay Cooper. You can find me on Twitter, JC Token Black Comic, and on Instagram, _Jay Cooper. That's all. I'm done, man.
Are you sure?
I'm done. There ain't no more social media. I'm done.
What about Instagram?
I'm on Instagram.
My face. I mean, I don't know.
My face is for losers, man. People don't do my face no more. Shoot.
All right. Jay Cooper won the crowd, ladies and gentlemen. Every time he shows up, he clears the place out. We're going to have another duty come up in just a few minutes, so we're going to stick around for that. So if we can put your bag in there, this is to make you sound good for 33. And now...
Lame and you know it now. When the real s**t hold you down, you're supposed to drown. Bam. Bam.
Uh-huh, honey.
What you doing in the club on a Thursday? She said she only here for a girl's birthday. They order champagne but still look thirsty. Rock Forever 21 but just turned 30. I know I got a bad reputation. Walk around always mad reputation. Leave a pretty girl sad reputation. Start a fight club, bad reputation. I turned the nightclub bad at the basement. I turned the plane around, your keep complaining. How you gon' be mad on vacation? Dutton running around all these Jamaicans. This that prime, this that what we do, don't tell your moms. This that red cup all on the launch. Got a fresh cut straight out the salon. Close your eyes and let the word paint 1,000 pictures. One good girl is worth 1,000 bitches. Bam. Bam.
Uh-huh, honey.
I wanna fuck you hard in the sink. After that, give you something to drink. Step back, can't get s**t on the mink. I mean, damn, what would Jerome think? Hey, you remember where we first met? Okay, I don't remember where we first met. But hey, admitting is the first step. And hey, you know, ain't nobody perfect. And I know, with the hoes, I got the worst rep. But hey, the backstroke, I'm trying perfect. And hey, yo, we made the Thanksgiving. So, hey, maybe we can make it to Christmas. She asked me what I wish for on my wish list. Have you ever asked your bitch other bitches? Maybe we could still make it to the church steps. But first, you gon' remember how to forget. After all these long ass verses, I'm tired, you tired, Jesus wept.
Jason.
Get jazzy on.
I'm that flight that you get on. International. First class seat on my lap, girl. Riding comfortable. Cause I know what that girl them need. New York to Haiti. I got this. 6 counts on my passport. You make it hard to leave. Been around the world, don't speak the language. But your booty don't need explaining. All I really need to understand is when you
talk dirty to me. Talk dirty to me.
You know the words in my song. No habla English. Our conversations ain't long, but you know what is. I know what that girl them want. London to Taiwan. I got this 6 cents on my passport. I think think I need a new one.
Been around the world, don't speak the language, but your booty don't need explaining. All I really need to understand is when you
talk dirty to me.
Arenas, guns on deck, chest to chest, tongue on neck, international oral, yes. Every picture I take, I pose a threat, photo jet, what you expect, her p- so good, I bought her a pet, anyway, every day I'm trying to get to it, gotta say to my phone on the big booty, anyway, every day I'm trying to get to it, gotta say to my phone on the big booty,
been around the world, don't speak the language, but your booty don't need explaining, all I really need to talk dirty to me.
What? I don't understand.